This assistance comes weeks after the Malawi government began efforts to establish its own government-to-government fuel supply agreements with Gulf countries. In December, President Lazarus Chakwera visited the United Arab Emirates to kickstart the negotiation of a fuel procurement deal under the government-to-government methods. However, authorities say the Malawi's fuel shortages, which started in October last year, have been caused by a lack of foreign exchange to pay suppliers. Clement Kanyama is the chief executive officer for the National Oil Company of Malawi.
The challenges you have seen on the stock outs is because we import less because we have not paid the suppliers.
The problem is forcing some people to spend long hours in fuel lines. Drivers of passenger service vehicles are relying on black market fuel, where prices per liter have quadrupled. These additional costs are being passed on to commuters who now pay fares that have doubled in price. Mese Chunda lives in Zingwangwa Township and works as a shop assistant in Malawi's commercial capital, Blantyre.
I used to pay 1,000 kwacha, now we're paying the same distance, 2,000 kwacha. So this is really hard for me, rather, because the budget and the salary is still the same.
Chunda hopes the coming of the Kenyan government facilitated fuel would help solve the problem. Ibrahim Matola is the Minister of Energy in Malawi. He says the move signals the end of fuel shortage situation in Malawi.
Let me assure the Malawians that the policy shift of His Excellency Dr. Lazarus Makate Chakwera of buying fuel on government to government, but also on bulk system, has indeed started.
However, Malawi Energy Regulatory Authority officials say the fuel which Kenya has facilitated is shipped through the port of Tanga in Tanzania, and it is expected to stabilize the fuel situation in Malawi for at least a month. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.